have meetings off-site. If we could afford it, we would probably have retreats in the country where no one could leave until they came up with a huge list, each for every person. We take it probably too seriously at first, and we cast a wide net of, like, really big, obvious things, restaurants and, you know, places to shop, fun things to do, and really small, unobvious things, like where you get luggage repaired, say, or where you get your water heater repaired, which you don't think about until you absolutely need it. I think the main thing that we try to do and don't always succeed at is, you know, try to have fun as we're doing this. I have seen in other magazines, editors literally crack under the strain of their best of lists, you know, where they're pacing around saying, wait, order out 5 different cheesecakes now. I don't know which is the best.
So how long did it take to come up with this list?
Yeah, well, we've been working on the issue for, goodness, about 4 months. We're thinking about it all year round, formally start working on it about 4 months ahead. And, you know, the first thing you come up with is the master list, and then you pass it out to all the writers and set them on their way. Find the best whatever it is they're looking for. They get a list of 5, 10 things, and they go on a giant scavenger hunt throughout the city.
Now, I have to tell you, you have some rather bizarre categories for some of these.
Thank you.
For example, the best marshmallows, the best Brussels sprouts,
Yeah. The
best piano movers. There's even the best sledding spot. Can you fill in those best of blanks on those items, those categories?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'd have to call it up in front of me now. If you want to get the best marshmallow, it's Love and Fluff marshmallows. Brussels sprouts are at the restaurant Boca.
Now, when it snows in Cincinnati, where is the best place to go sledding in the opinion of Cincinnati Magazine?
Well, obviously, the best, at least this month, what we said was the best, and we're sticking to it, is Gibson Greetings Hill.
That is a nice hill over there in Amberley Village. Now, you have a category, the best zip line, and the place is not any place that I would expect it to be.
Ah, yes. It's the Creation Museum, and they have a whole lot of programs for children and grown-ups. They really do innovative stuff there. And, yeah, we had to find someone who was fearless in the office and didn't mind taking the plunge and holding onto the zip line.
Now, one thing I didn't see in this year's Best Of issue, sometimes they do sort of perennial winners, the classic places in Cincinnati to find this or to do that. Was that a deliberate thing just to leave that out and just go with some more, shall we say, eclectic or smaller categories?
You mean like the obvious ones that people see in every kind of issue of best of issues in wherever they live?
Precisely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we want variety. That's certainly one thing. And we want to surprise people. And we want to come up with categories. We want to help people find things that they wanted maybe without even knowing they wanted them.
R.J. Smith is senior editor of Cincinnati Magazine. I'm Steve Hirschberg.